And good day, internets. This is the webcast that we have not, a podcast we have not decided to name yet. We're still working on that. My name is JD, sitting across the table from Sean.
Hey, everybody. It's good to be back with you. Thanks for checking it out some more. It's been fun interacting with people on the internet.
It's been an interesting podcast so far. Not the 30 seconds we've started recording, because that started horribly. No, we're talking about the last week's show. Had how many views have we gotten on that thing?
Dozens.
Three views.
Is that really it?
No.
I think we're close to 1,000 now.
Yeah, no. We've reached 1,000 yesterday.
Oh, that is incredible.
We've reached 1,000 on that, which is good for a podcast that's kind of just taken off. So, yeah, that's good stuff. Also, around the table, let's take our tour. We have Mr. Andrew.
Yes, back as always.
Excited Andrew Kramer.
To see, excited to see what we have in store. If I sound different to the lovely people on the internet, it's because I have a stuffy nose. So be in prayer about that. It's top priority for the Lord today.
I love that we're recording and everyone has positioned themselves to a way where they could interact with each other and the camera that's sitting up in the corner, except for Andrew.
Andrew.
Well, it's not for the people to see what's going on right now. You know, I want you guys to enjoy this.
They can see your screen. They can see the inappropriate videos you're watching.
I'm currently Googling pictures of cats while we try to shoot this podcast.
Cats and sweaters.
Yeah, exit that.
Hey, we also have a special guest that'll just be hanging out with us for the duration of our broadcast. Let's welcome to the microphone Mr. Frank Phillips.
Hello, y'all.
Hey, Frank.
You said y'all, and you're from Ohio. Do they say that up there?
Yep.
Frank, where are you from?
Sabina, Ohio.
Sabina, Ohio.
That has a good little ring to it. Sabina, Ohio.
Right?
You know, if you say it fast enough, sounds like a foreign country.
Sabina, Ohio.
Ooh. I like it.
So, gotcha. So from Ohio.
What, shortened it. Yeah. Good
job. Got to be careful in how we say this. What brings you from Ohio to visit with us today?
Well, I'm a mover. I just come up to see my uncle and spend time with him and just hang out.
He come up to see his uncle?
Well, down.
Down, up. He's here.
I guess it's a northern thing.
So let me talk about one thing, and then we're going to get back with you, Frank. I want to know, you have an interesting job, so we'll talk about that just in a second. Also coming up in the show, we had a really, really cool experience. Kelly, an incredible lady, allowed us to come in and record Southern Escape over the weekend. Sean, what is Southern Escape?
Well, I'm posting my picture from Southern Escape of me and Andrew. We were going to get you in it, but...
we chose not to.
Not enough lens space. Yep.
Yeah, that's it. Wow. So Southern Escape is this kind of fun business in Monroe where you go into one of three rooms and you're there with a group of people, a group as small as two, as many as 10, and you try to escape the room in an hour. And there's all kinds of clues and... puzzles and locks, lots of locks,
a lot of locks,
a yes. lot of locks.
Understand
and,
the year.
And you spend your time deciphering how to get out of that room in 60 minutes or less.
Good stuff. We'll talk about that. We actually have some videos to share a little later in the broadcast as well, and we interview her, Kelly's her name.
Yes, Kelly.
Yeah. So
good
we interview
job.
Kelly.
Good save.
Thank you. And she was a phenomenal person. We'll talk a little bit more about her too. As we go a little bit further. Also, what else do we have in the show? This is kind of a Halloween edition of the podcast.
Oh, you know what? Scariest costume of them all?
Yeah?
The attorney's costume?
The attorney's Ooh. Costume.
You and I haven't talked about how we're both involved in lawsuits.
That's right. Sean has sued me.
No.
And rightfully so.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Different reasons, different perspectives, and we're not going to go into details of our suits, but
I think we should.
Yeah. Oh.
if you go in detail on your lawsuit, I'll go in detail on mine.
I got nothing to lose. I'm in the right. It's to be determined.
To be determined.
Thank you, American justice system.
So yes. so in short, Sean was drinking and driving.
Oh no!
And
never, no. Not even close.
Yeah. Or so Sean was coming home from a bar mitzvah or something, and he had a pretty big collision.
It was the LSU and Mississippi State game back in September. Yeah, and fella pulled out across the highway, didn't stop, And we sure did. We tagged the back half of his vehicle.
Ooh.
And put him in the median, and we just kind of coasted into the shoulder. So we're very thankful that we're okay. But we found out that the vehicle was not insured. So yeah, we're having to. Yep. Oh, no, theirs, not ours. I mean, yeah.
What
yeah.
an adventure. Yeah. So we're not going to get in too many details.
No, we'll stop there.
But
it's unfortunate because that's not how we roll. I mean, this is the first lawsuit I've been involved in. Hopefully the last.
Yeah, hopefully the last. Well, we'll see if you're found guilty or not. So the last thing I'll say about this incident involves not our city, but the vehicle in question that he hit was a city vehicle.
A local, I wouldn't say city. I think that's probably a generous
village vehicle.
A village. Technically, it is a village.
You know, when I hear village vehicle, I don't think of an automobile. I feel like a horse and carriage.
I went straight Flintstones in my head.
Yeah, yeah.
That was incredible.
I nearly killed
clown
his
car.
Clown car.
I nearly killed his two mules, let me tell you.
No wonder they were uninsured.
That is inappropriate.
Interest rate is incredible on those mules.
So his lawsuit's much more interesting than mine is. Mine is someone was unhappy with something I did, so they figured they'd sue me.
Hmm. Yeah. Some of your professional work.
My professional work.
Yes.
But what they don't know is none of it's professional work.
I think you do I couldn't even say it square.
When I did some work with Jade, I said, I'm sure it's going to be great. And they said, whoa, we don't do great work. We do okay work. So they set the bar nice and easy, you know, work.
And you could have a slogan that just nails it. Like, yeah. We do okay.
Oh, yeah. Teresa, Ramon, we have to invoice Sean.
Yeah, you do.
For some work, Sean.
You got to pay for that lawsuit.
I was about to say.
Right. I lost my train of thought.
Hey, by the way, I saw a very cool shirt today. The band had these shirts on.
That's what I was going to bring up. Okay. Yeah.
So we're talking about being okay. The band at the Brown Bag today downtown in Winnsboro had different shirts on. It was the Signal 20 band. So you had Peyton Sparks, who's a pastor down at First Pentecostal in Wisner. He had... world's okayest bass player, and then Brandon Lohman had world's okayest keyboard player, and then Shane Longoria, who's over at Life Church,
guitar,
he's playing guitar, he's his world's okayest guitar player. So
I love the feel of it, man. Right? It's like, you know, you don't give the people too much to expect, and really you can't disappoint at that point.
No, I mean, really, unless you're just horrible.
That's true. Yeah, unless you don't reach the status of okay. Yeah.
They did okay, which, I mean, they hit the mark. Yeah, so anyways.
It's written in big yellow letters on their shirt.
Yes.
So it was good stuff. For the people that are listening that don't know what the Brown Bag Lunch is.
And they're better than okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah.
Well, they're kind of good.
They're okay. We're back at it, yeah.
Brown Bag, you know what that is?
It is something that I used to take my school lunch. As much as I know about.
I have a podcast focusing on community. This guy stays in his house 16 days a week.
You're a preacher. You only have to work one day a week. Hour a day a week. So
why are you throwing stones at me?
That's pretty rough. Yeah, I was dissing him.
I'm a youth pastor. I do less.
This is true.
It's called deflection. So, real quick, the Brown Bag is the thing. This is the last one, so you can't go to another one until next year, right?
April
of next year. But anyway, it was a thing. You bring a brown bag lunch. You bring a lunch, or they had some people offering food if you didn't bring any, and you go listen to a band every week, and it was really cool. It was literally cool, actually.
I like it. I'm for it. And you had the world's okayest band, from what it sounds like. So
yeah,
that's right.
So good stuff. So yeah, I really like their shirts. So before we get into our show, I want to ask Frank a few questions. So Frank is visiting his uncle. Which happens to be one of the producers of our show, sitting in the back. Wave at everybody, Dave. Right. Anyway.
For all you on the podcast, he did wave.
Yep.
Wow.
So.
That's good. Thanks. Color commentary.
I asked Frank, what kind of work do you do? And he said, I move the Army. So what kind of work do you do, Frank?
Well, I move the military around from base to base. And I also do national accounts for Coca-Cola, CAT. And I also would do things for just personal people itself.
So you move Army personnel.
Yes.
And then cocaine.
Well, no, not cocaine. Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. Oh, okay. He moves Coca-Cola. So. Gotcha. I knew there was a reason we locked our front door.
Getting in trouble right there.
That was a close one.
For the record, he does not move illegal drugs that I know of. I just met him today, so he could, but probably.
Wow.
Our sound effects. Anyway, so what do you do when you move these people?
Well, I just go into their house and I explain to them everything that I do.
So they don't know you're coming until you get there?
No, they know I'm coming.
By the way, they
get special orders, and then my company gets the paperwork and everything, and then I just go in and do my thing.
Make it happen.
You enjoy working for your company?
I love it.
Have you broke anything? And yeah, not told anybody?
Stuff gets
no,
broken.
No, I've never broken anything that I've never been honest about.
What's the most expensive thing you've broken?
A $20 trash can.
Oh, okay.
Golly, I was expecting something so much worse.
Somebody's china or something?
Yeah. So maybe.
You shot somebody on accident.
But you also find very, very weird things.
Really?
Well, he just opened that door.
Yes, yeah. Do tell.
Do tell.
I don't know if it would be appropriate.
Of course it is.
All you got to do is not tell us that name.
Do you want to draw a picture?
Let's call him Steve. What did you find at Steve's?
Well, you can find sex toys.
That's normal.
Not when you flip up a mattress and the whole box springs full of them.
Oh, goodness.
Okie dokie.
Where else would you store them? Well, it seems like easy access. Because you're not going to cook with them.
Well, no. And then you got nightstands plumb full of them. Mm-hmm. Swings.
It's like 50 Shades of Grey.
So.
Which, by the way, they've got a sequel coming out.
No, they do not.
Yes, they do.
Can we just really quickly address the fact that Teresa did speak last episode? We weren't just looking at a booth and nodding our heads.
Yeah, what happened there? I'm just curious. Why couldn't we hear her voice?
Because and hopefully you just heard the record button.
I forgot to hit the record button on her. Okay. So she could talk to us, and we was talking back to her, but no one heard it. So I'm sorry. She didn't know until just now, by the way.
Wow.
That would be Sean's
So she didn't
bad.
Watch the show? Thanks for the support, team. Appreciate
it. Yeah, wow. Really makes me feel like I've achieved...
That was a pivot right there. Did you see that?
Yeah, because originally it was your fault that she found out, and then you made it look like she was to blame. Mm-hmm. I like it before.
And really, the one to blame is Jade.
That's true. Just so we're all clear.
Coming up in just a few minutes. So Frank moves people and their sex toys. coming up a little later in the show, we're gonna interview, or we have a pre-recorded interview with Miss Kelly that runs a really cool place called Southern Escape. So stay tuned for that. Also, Sean is making a haunted garage for Halloween. So we'll talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
A little bit later too. But we have to get this. We got to do our homework and get this out of the way. What's the Cubs doing?
The Cubs lost the opening game of the World Series, and there are a lot of disappointed people across the nation right now, Dave included. I saw that, Dave. Shout out to you. But
are they out?
They're not out. Oh. They're not out. There is at least three more games
left. It just
left.
Got started.
You know, seven-game series, if you don't know anything about baseball, whoever wins four games first wins it all. And so they're very much still in this.
And the word is that was the best Cleveland had to offer. I mean, he's really good. By far.
He is an ace and a half. He is good.
So
is
the Cubs really are going to be facing, you know,
lesser
solid,
pitching.
I mean, lesser pitching. Not nearly the same difficulty.
What do you think about the Cubs, Jake?
Yeah, they're talking about baseball. Last show I figured out the Cubs play baseball. So
they're not, in fact, the JV team for the Chicago Bears.
Oh.
they are a baseball team.
Frank, you watch any baseball?
No, I don't.
Listen to it?
Because you're a decent human being, right?
Well, no, I just don't really have that much time.
Amen. I wish I had less time.
I'm always on the road.
And more money.
When you're on the road, what do you do to kind of, like, I won't say let your hair down, but, you know, have a good time?
I pretty much don't
drive.
Do
he you can't let his drive. Hair down. Because he's driving. He's going to kill somebody if he lets his hair down.
That's true. The wind blow it into your eyes.
Just on my downtime, I carry a little portable television.
Yeah.
So that's about all I do.
Okay.
And if I get into an interesting place where I've never been before, I'll get up and walk.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So.
Cool. Hey,
any recommendations? Yeah. I'm just
No, cutting. You go ahead.
Any recommendations?
Yeah, where would you, you know.
Well, if you ever get over in Colorado, I'd definitely check that out. Wolf Creek Pass? Yes.
Okay.
Sounds cool.
Right?
Right.
You'll go right through in the middle of the Colorado Rockies.
Okay. So. Beautiful.
And also D.C.
Yeah.
Okay, I've been to D.C. before.
D.C. is a very interesting spot.
I've been there a few times. It's beautiful.
Never been to D.C.
And this time of year, Maryland is excellent.
Hmm, okay.
So you must drive a lot.
Yep. I say, sounds like you've been everywhere. I like it.
I went there for band.
You went to D.C. for band?
Yes.
Why do they let band do so much? That is incredible to me.
Yeah.
Don't start. You will get marched on, okay?
And plus, everybody wants to go to Florida. Don't go to Florida.
Yeah, Florida's... Yeah.
I actually have been to band camp.
There's a lot of sand in Florida.
Oh, dear.
You don't like Florida?
I'm sick of Florida.
Really?
I've been to everywhere in Florida. Okay. I've even been to Key West, Florida.
You're not old enough to like Florida, though, right? Isn't that somebody Dave's age?
It's an acquired taste.
Yeah. Isn't that where people... Isn't that like the retirement state?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, and he's staring.
He does not look happy.
Frank, welcome to the show, man. I appreciate you dropping in.
When he gets his walker up, he's coming in here.
Frank.
He just bought a power scooter, so he's going to get here faster than last week. All right.
So Frank's going to hang out with us for the duration of the show. We talked about the Cubs, and one last thing before we get into the reason we're all here today is what about this new phone you have?
Oh, man. Having a good time with it. It's good stuff. Google Pixel XL.
What does XL stand for?
It's the larger version.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because, you know, kind of a big guy. I didn't want a little
like small things.
I didn't want a little phone that I might drop easily or let slip, you know. So this just fits my hand better.
So you've had it for a week.
Yeah.
And it really just came out, right? You're one of the first users of it, huh?
I believe so.
So what does it do that your Samsung didn't do? And don't say explode or don't explode.
Well, that's a good start. But, yeah. No, I mean, it's Google-powered, so it just has a... it's just centered around Google, whereas with Samsung, you got a lot of Samsung proprietary apps.
So nothing new then?
No, not really. I mean, not that I've noticed. The camera seems to be a little better. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a good phone.
Sure got an iPhone.
I'm in support of any phone that doesn't blow up, Sean.
Thank you, Andrew.
I appreciate you
for
making the jump.
As long as I can talk on it and text on it, I'm good.
Yeah. So, you know.
I'll go back to a flip phone. I don't care.
Oh, you know, one thing they are doing with this. Mm-hmm.
Back to a flip phone.
Yeah.
The Razor. You remember the Razor?
Yeah, those are nice phones.
Favorite phone.
The Katanas.
And you can't actually shave with them. Fun fact. It doesn't work.
Google is, when you buy one of these, giving you unlimited picture and video storage.
Right.
So that's kind of a cool thing.
And you get a headset.
No, I didn't get a headset, but I do have a jack. Oh, I'm getting the VR. That's right. Yeah, the VR.
I don't know what's happening. Yeah, the VR headset.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about headphones.
Who's jack?
Yeah, the 3.5 millimeter jack that's not on the iPhone 7.
Oh.
Ooh.
I wouldn't know. I'm not a pastor. I can't afford nice things like that. Last year's model.
Yes.
With his MacBook in front of him.
Yeah, his third MacBook this week.
Right, yeah.
Because the other two crashed.
Yeah. So.
I quit.
You quit every week.
Yeah. So Google Pixel. Oh, you know what I did? And I'm going to post this on the page.
Okay.
I took pictures of the box that they sent me to send the Note 7 back in. So, and I kid you not, let me just go to that.
Is there flames on it?
That would be cool. But no, I've never seen a box lined with ceramic fiber padding.
I don't even know what that is.
Exactly. So it's lined so that if the phone did ignite or catch on fire, it would not burn in UPS's care. And it had very strict instructions that this was to be shipped via ground, not air.
Wow. That's how you know you've made a bad choice in phones.
What? It's not that bad. Gosh.
You know, they stopped making those phones altogether.
Good. Yeah, totally.
For the safety of hardworking Americans.
America.
Yeah.
So it came in one box, and then inside of that was the box with the special foam inside of it. And then inside of that was another smaller box. And along with that, you got a static guard sleeve, you know, plastic, basically a, you know, static resistant envelope. And then they gave you a pair of gloves to handle the phone with if you don't want to handle it. I kid you not.
You took a picture?
I took pictures.
Did you get to keep the gloves?
I did. You know I did.
You would have kept them anyways.
Yeah.
Rascal.
Yes. And so you pack the phone in the sleeve, pack it in the smaller box, pack it in the fire resistant box, and then you ship that off with UPS. they are serious about, you know.
That's pretty legit. I'm disappointed in you, though. You know that phone's going to be recycled and trashed, right?
So what are you saying?
So you should have done something really fun with that phone.
Like give it to somebody for Christmas.
Yep. No.
There's got to be a relative you don't JD. Like somewhere. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's going to become the fruitcake, the modern-day fruitcake.
Raffle it off.
So you should have shot it or something.
There really was. There was word out that they would take it back in any condition. So, yes, I could have put a round through it.
And for the safe for the, I don't know what word I'm looking for.
Safety?
Not safety.
For the safe.
For the sake of the show, you couldn't blow something up or, that would have been great.
It's not too late.
I could have plugged it in on one of those cheap Walmart chargers.
Show of hands, who would have liked to have seen a phone burst up in flames?
Yeah, I would have, yes. Okay, I'm going to vote yes.
No in the back? Or are they not paying attention? They're playing Angry Birds.
We could have taken several objects that have been catching fire and blowing up when they get charged and put them all on one surge protector. Like that phone and the hoverboards, and it could have been excellent.
Didn't your phone ring last week or the first week?
Yeah, it did. I should probably not answer that.
Those iPhones, you need to put a silent mode on there.
I just did that. I flipped the switch. Sorry. Oh, phone's not usually supposed to be in here, so sorry.
All everybody, right. Anyways, get your phones off. So the Pixel's working. Great storage, all that stuff.
Nothing spectacular.
It's not an iPhone, so that's pretty spectacular.
One last thing in tech world before we get off. By the time you watch this, or maybe it's maybe too late, Thursday, Apple is announcing their new computers, their new computer lines.
Yeah, and also listening to the reports for this quarter, they may report, they're afraid Apple may report their first loss in like, I don't know, 15 years.
No loss. There's no loss. The sales are down by 3%, but it's still they're down from last year.
God, he got really offended when he said loss. He was not going to have that.
He went all Papa Bear on Apple.
You know what I got for my birthday when I was a little girl?
Hopefully not an Apple.
My grandmother bought me a big chunk of Apple stock when it was like a dollar something a share. So, yeah, they're only down 3% from last year.
He's paying attention.
Yeah.
Are we talking about, like, the Apple, the company, or was she like, man, this orchard makes really nice apples?
Yeah,
she bought me a
bushel of apples.
That is incredible. Mm,
nice.
So,
okay.
Anyway, so that wraps up. Okay, so what did we do Tuesday? Anybody want to chip in on this?
Hey.
No,
sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Have we named this thing yet?
The show. No, we haven't.
I mean, are we going to name this thing?
I don't see why not. It's we've had, what, 63,000 names tossed around, and we can't decide? Maybe if there was a conglomerate of all of those names into one.
Hey, we had a listener or a viewer chip in on a name yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
Was that Faith?
Faith Stevens, yeah. Uh-huh. She had one. And then a couple of, I actually had a lady text me, a friend of mine from West Monroe. Text me. She said she was dreaming about this.
Oh my!
That's
about our show, or about us, or about you.
Like I said,
got to be quick, Sean.
Sounding interesting.
I'm not going to go too much detail.
Anyway, so. She was dreaming about you,
and she had a name. And I said I would run it by you guys. Let me find it.
Okay.
The Carpenter's Corner. So that was a
Carpenter's
name.
Quarter.
Carpenter's Corner. Okay. I said, well, I'll pitch it. We'll throw it out there.
It's got a smooth feel.
Jesus was a carpenter.
Yes, he was.
Some people think that he may have been a stonemason.
Well, if you've seen the movie, The Passion of the Christ, you notice right at the beginning that he actually made the first table that was high off the ground for chairs to be seated
and
around.
And that was really him, too.
Stop. Yeah, absolutely. That was all 100% accurate via the Bible.
Via the Bible.
My soul hurts.
So, you know, I'm not opposed to that. You know, I'm still kind of stuck on undecided.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
That's why we should just decide on that.
Still undecided.
That's why I said it needs to just be decidedly undecided. And we need to move forward with our lives. Otherwise, okay. This will be the topic 6 years from now.
There was another one called, Sean came up with one, High Pockets. No.
High Pockets?
No.
I don't believe it was High Pockets.
What was it? It was
High Cotton.
High Cotton.
It was, you know, a little reference to our region and all that good stuff. And the good times we're having, so.
We don't have cotton in our region much anymore. Isn't it corn?
There's cotton everywhere.
Mm. I didn't think we were big at cotton.
It's not as big as it used to be, but there's still plenty of cotton around here. Yeah, and there's a lot of corn. and soybeans and
Adults of the corn, I don't think would roll well.
Frank, what's the name of our broadcast?
I have no idea. Probably The Quiet One.
The Quiet One. The Quiet.
How ironic having a show called The Quiet One and none of us can keep our mouths shut.
The show with no viewers. That would be very catchy.
That could be it.
That's it. I'm for undecided.
Okay.
I'm for it. I say we do it.
Undecided.
Yeah, let's commit to it.
Someone had said 318, but that's already out there.
That is out there.
Yeah, I know the guy does that.
He's a loser.
Unless we could get that one shut down somehow. If we could.
You want to try to shut that down?
Frank, you're new to the show. Do you think you could shut down the other 318 podcast?
Highways and Soybeans.
Somebody sent you a Highways and Soybeans?
I don't even know what the 318 broadcast is.
That's our area code. That's but okay. I don't know what the broadcast is either. Tell me about the 318 broadcast.
I've never listened to it. I'm sorry.
Good guy, great show. Never heard it.
The guy who does it, Josh. He's a good guy.
Josh
Tolleson.
I don't know.
He used to work for ULM, if I'm not mistaken, and works at if I remember correctly, Goodwill. He works for Goodwill.
Oh, now I feel bad.
Yeah, no, he's a good guy though. He's in their corporate side, and so anyways, they do a 318. They talk about area stuff going on in Monroe and that area.
So you don't know if it's any good.
I assume it's got to be okay. I mean, I've seen people talk about it, so yeah, it's got to be good.
In the control room, yes. Undecided.
Sure.
She sounded undecided.
She sounded very undecided. Any other names come up across your screen?
No.
There was I-Seed.
I-Seed, yeah. I'm so over the I.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
All right. That's official.
How about the Duo 4?
The what?
The Duo 4.
The Duo 4.
Yeah, there's four of us. We're the only ones here.
Oh, true, but there's not always four of us here, though.
Sometimes there's five. Sometimes there's three. Yeah.
Sometimes there's just one.
So, I don't know.
Three's company. All right,
so,
that's original.
So still undecided?
I say undecided.
Let's do it.
Undecided. A community project. That's our.
Boom.
If we were a country song, that would be in parentheses.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, undecided.
Undecided. I'll take it. Hey, somebody just texted us the name for the show. Oh, wait. No, it's somebody who won't sue me.
That could be a name.
Sean, lead us into this. Andrew, lead us into this next bit, man.
Good.
Tuesday.
And Tuesday, we had an excellent time. The lady, Kelly, who ran the place, first of all, with me in any business or anything that I ever do, it's very important to me that I like the person who's in charge. And this was just a phenomenal lady. She was very personable and just really jumped into the situation, which I don't know how often she gets filmed for interviews, but she seemed like she'd done it for a while.
And she was so trusting of us, too.
Amen.
You can talk about that.
No, she absolutely was. And it was fantastic to see, because really the only connection that we had to her was that she was familiar with the show. Uh-huh. And we knew that she led a Bible study. So we had Christ in common, and that's about the extent of the reason that she had to trust anything that we said we were going to do.
That's about all you need.
Yeah, amen to that. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that, world. But yeah, she said that she had started that place with her daughter, and I really got a good feel off of her. So I got a great impression of the whole facility just by getting to sit and talk with her for a minute. Yeah.
Good stuff. So check this out. Here's our we interviewed her. We talked about Southern Escape, which is an escape room that Frank and I and Teresa and Dave are going to go to again tonight. So check out this interview and let us know what you think.
We're visiting with a really cool lady. Her name is Kelly, and there's an attraction in Monroe that if you haven't seen it yet, you really, really should take this opportunity and check this out. We're going to speak with her just a little bit and ask her a few questions. And essentially, what is Southern Escape?
Well, Southern Escape is a live escape room. So it's interactive entertainment where you come with a group of friends or family or coworkers, and we're going to put you in a room that has a theme. And the theme can be either the cabin, the swamp, or the experiment. And what you do is you have 60 minutes to try to escape the room. And you're gonna be solving puzzles, clues, cryptic messages, anything to get you to the next level to escape.
Oh, wow.
Very cool.
Sounds like a cool form of punishment for some kids.
Well.
So one of the things that I thought when I first saw this several months ago was, oh, this is a great Halloween attraction. Yeah. But it's not a Halloween, just a Halloween attraction, right?
Right, right. This is a year-round business that we have. It's not even scary. So people do have that kind of misconception that the escape room is supposed to be scary.
Gotcha.
Things might seem a little scary when you read the storyline behind it, but it's not really scary. However, for Halloween weekend, we are going to spook it up a little bit.
All right.
So the cabin and the experiment, two of the rooms, will be a little more Halloween-ish.
Yeah,
got it. Gotcha. So it's not scary. It's more of a riddle kind of thing, or a puzzle.
Right. It is a puzzle.
So if you don't escape in 60 minutes, does somebody come and kill you, or?
That sounds fair.
Or you lose.
No.
Yeah.
No. After 60 minutes, mm-hmm. apparently you do fail the room.
Right.
But we will come and open the door, and we will let you out, and we will also tell you, you know, where you are in the game, how close you were to the end.
Okay.
So, you know, you'll actually see, like, hey, we weren't that far off, you know, or we were really
you don't try to totally destroy their self-esteem then?
No.
I don't think I would want
to. It's all about the experience. It's really not about winning or escaping. Mm. That's the bonus.
There's a lot of guys out there.
Some people are really competitive. Yeah. I know. The competition comes in trying to beat the leaderboard.
That's right.
That's what you're wanting to do. We're
going to get a picture of the leaderboard posted up too.
So what we do is we keep track of the top 10 times of each escape route. So as people escape faster, their name gets higher or lower on the list.
And so you can do the same room, but there'll be different puzzles if you come back another day and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh no!
Same room, same puzzles until we change the room.
Okay, I see. Okay.
As long as it's the cabin or the experiment or spot, it's going to be those puzzles.
I see. Okay, very cool. And so a lot of team building, I guess, can take place in this.
Absolutely.
Relationships and that kind of thing. Y'all have a closed camera system so that you can monitor, make sure everything's safe in the room, but also. You probably see a little dysfunction at times. I mean,
definitely.
So there's opportunities for people to build on their relationships.
Yes, in many ways.
Okay.
Corporate-wise, it's great for teamwork, for communication. You know, you can see who's your leader, who's the followers, who wants to work together, who's a team player.
So three guys starting out a podcast is pretty new, would probably do really well in building some team cohesion. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe, unless you're all chiefs and then we have a problem.
I'm the only chief. It's okay.
He's one of the only three chiefs. So, well, good stuff. So, and you said what I was going to ask. Sean brought that up too. So this is really good, not just for youth or a certain class. It's kind of an everybody kind of thing?
Pretty much from 11 to however old you can to walk around and use your mind.
Yeah.
You know, so 8 to 80, 10 to 80, anybody can play this game. It's not just for kids and it's not just for adults, but it's for, you know, families, you know, team building with corporate or even groups of friends.
Church groups.
Date night. We've had a lot of youth groups come. Anybody that's a group, that's an organization, they love to play together.
Awesome. Now, and you've got some family ties. This is not just something you do alone, but you do this with family. Tell us a little bit about that connection and what that's meant.
My daughter, Sydney, and I decided to open the escape room after we went and played where she goes to college.
Yeah.
We played and we had so much fun that we said, we have to do this in Monroe because Monroe is in need of something to do and something fun and something that is, you know, good, clean fun.
Yes.
And where you can do with, you know, friends, family, and it's great for business too. So we just decided to do it and we started last October. Mm-hmm. We researched, we got, you know, found the location and we started doing demolition. We did all this on our own. Then we had started having to build out and building the rooms and getting the games together.
Okay.
Setting it up.
Cool. So did y'all manage to escape when you and your daughter played?
We have a pretty decent escape rate. We've played just the two of us in mini rooms that are made for 8 and 10 people. So, but it's like, it's not always about the escape. It's about the experience.
Okay.
So that being said, If you had to put a percentage on it, how many people that has tried this, how many people have escaped versus
not? We actually have data.
I love it. Okay. I love it.
So every room that we have, when someone fails or succeeds, it gives us, you know, we can record it.
Okay.
So actually we have one room that's about a 50% escape rate. Not the room that you're playing.
Okay. But
the other two rooms are more difficult, and they're in the upper 20% of the escape rate.
Oh wow! Or as we like to say, the lower 70 fail rate.
So just by looking at us, I feel like you've gotten to know a little bit about us already. Do you think we will make it? Honestly. That's a no. That's an absolute no.
Well,
she's trying to be nice, ladies and gentlemen.
Let
me just say this. Okay, one, you've never played an escape room. Once you've played one, you have a better idea of how it works and how you have to learn to work together. And you learn your strengths and your weaknesses. And so that's one thing that I would say is not in your favor. The other thing is...
Oh, boy.
Well, just because you don't have the experience of it.
I'm super familiar with my strengths. I
actually know every area that I'm strong in. So.
Anyway, you have to learn to work together. But the other fact is that it's very detailed and very complex.
Okay.
And for three people to get through it in the time frame... It's difficult. So.
That was my next question. So two more questions to that, and then we'll kind of move on. One is, I think you're sort of answering that now. Why do you recommend 8 to 10 people as opposed to we're going to go in with three of us, and then we have our producer behind camera, and then we have this elderly gentleman that we found on the side of the highway. So why do you recommend 8 to 10 people over say three to five?
Well, the way the puzzles are set up is that you don't just solve one puzzle to move on to the next. So multiple puzzles can be worked on at the same time. So there's multitasking involved.
Mm.
So when you have more people, you can say, you know, you guys work on this. Y'all figure this out and we're gonna figure this out. And then you bring all those pieces together to go forward.
Okay.
So I'm hearing that Jade's gonna have to pull his weight today.
No slacking.
Okay. last question. Tell us, just give us, I read on the internet that there are some backstories. Can you tell us a little bit about each room and kind of what the story is leading into that?
Yes. Okay. So the cabin that you guys are going to play.
Yeah.
There's a cabin in the woods. And your group, the group that's coming into play, is the group that's out hiking. And you're out enjoying a nice hike.
We do that daily.
Because we look like
we normally do that.
Yes. But as you're hiking, you go up a mountain, you come back down, and you take a wrong path. And it's getting dark.
Now
so,
it's more believable.
Yeah, it's getting dark, and you have to, you're trying to find your way back to your campground. Well, you see a light in the distance, and it's a cabin. And this is where you're going, to the cabin.
Okay.
You're looking to see who's there and who might can help you.
Okay. Gotcha. So, which turns out to be nobody.
Well,
maybe.
We'll see. Okay, and then and the next story.
Okay, the swap. The swap is it's an art heist. So what you're doing is the facility is a high security holding facility for art, and these are things being taken to museums going in between. This museum is holding a very valuable cross, and the burglars or whatever you call it.
Take it.
You are going to go in and swap a fake for the real.
Okay.
So thus the name, the swap.
All right.
Okay. And the experiment is a
scariest room, it looks like.
it's a little more tense.
Okay.
But it is for a group of people have gone to the movie and the movie theater fills with smoke and you black out and you wake up and you're in a place that you don't know where you are. And you're in the place where a scientist does lobotomies.
Oh, wow.
And so you find yourself there. And so you're trying to get out before he shows up.
I've done that in real life. We can do that one.
All right.
We're sorry.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a lot of fun. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to go tour it.
Okay.
And we're gonna go in.
what's the first thing that we do? We walk through your door, and what's the first thing we do?
Well, we sign waivers.
Okay.
Once you have your waiver signed, we're going to take you into an instructional video room where we will talk to you about the game and the process of it. We'll give you a little intro regarding locks and the different locks that you might experience so that you know how to use them. And then we will give you an intro to the game, and then we'll take you to the room.
What an incredible interview. What a cool woman.
Yeah, she was really great to just kind of let us in and let us have the run of the place. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and one of my favorite things is that when I ask her straight up, you know, eye to eye, because I'm literally 6 inches from her, are we going to make it?
Yeah.
And she said, No, we're not gonna make it.
She even tried to be nice, but
she was the sweetest lady. It was the sweetest way I've ever been told. Andrew, I believe in you, but I know you're gonna fail.
In our defense, we went in there with three people attempting to get out of the room, and she said that you should have eight.
With a collective IQ of probably 64.
Life. Yeah,
you know,
probably so.
And so, yeah, it's I appreciated the honesty and the transparency about it all, and it was just. It was super cool to get to see somebody who was not just involved and likes what she does, but she seems to be fairly passionate about it.
Yeah,
which was really neat.
Yeah, it was something else. You know, this whole thing started with a phone call, and we're about to go in. We're about to show the video to where you know we're having to cut the mess out of it because
right.
she allowed us to take a camera into one of the escapes, and we filmed the entire thing. Now, we cut a lot of this. We filmed for the whole hour. We cut a whole bunch because we don't want to give away any secrets. And you know, and I have to commend her for this. She just as easily could have said, no, don't bring a camera in there.
That's right. Yeah.
But she had faith that we were decent people and that we weren't going to mess it up. Because what happens is we give away the secrets, we ruin the fun for other people.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you know, really thankful for that. So before we go any further and talk about how our personal experience with this thing, let's go ahead and roll that as we're discovering the Southern Escape. What was the name of this?
The cabin.
The cabin.
Yeah.
Yeah, so roll that.
Going through orientation so they can teach
Welcome
us what to do.
Southern Escape. No prior knowledge is needed to solve puzzles or find clues. Common sense, logic, observation, and creativity play an important part in escaping. But communication and cooperation with your team will be essential for your success. Listen, you'll have 60 minutes to escape. Are you ready for the challenge?
You good?
You ready?
I'd like to go ahead and receive the three hits.
Hush.
Okay.
I feel like this is going to be a breeze.
This is a typical padlock. Otherwise, it's not going to
work. I'll let you guys work on the locks part.
Thanks.
I'll do everything else.
Everything else.
I'll get you in the room.
We finally got a group together to go camping. The first day, we set out to hike a nearby mountain. It was a great day for hiking. And after 4 hours, we reached the pinnacle. It was a beautiful sight. So, we decided to head back down the mountain to our campsite.
But you didn't sign the waiver. No, I'm just a girl. All right, and then your time will be counting down on the clock.
But they did it multiple times.
Okay,
so just the three of you now.
Huh?
We got a lock here.
Now, wait a minute. Are we going through?
The odometer was 12.
Alright.
Alright, so.
Oh, wait, I didn't know there was locks in here.
Yeah, there's locks in here.
You got one?
Yeah.
Look at you! I already found something.
Okay, so.
We need to defend ourselves.
What's
with
your 5372?
Just to make sure not to lift the furniture.
Okay, so we don't need this.
You can look underneath it though.
Is there anything in here?
I need a light.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't have our phones because there's no reception in the middle of the woods. Hey, you're the one with the machine gun, Sean. Is this an ammunition belt?
Yes, it is. For shotgun shells.
And he knows this without even hesitating.
Someone pull this down?
I did.
Did you?
Like that.
Go on.
Oh, no, I didn't pull that. That was great. Did you get that?
I almost
Oh my gosh.
Did y'all check around the picture frames?
Most of them were screwed into the wall.
There's a key here somewhere.
Just break the bottle and then we're just boom.
I mean, if we're...
Is there a noise?
Clock is a ticking.
49 minutes.
God, it feels like a bit of forever.
They told me not to move furniture, so...
They said it was hard to move.
Stop moving stuff. Should probably flip it over there. Break one of the legs off.
Probably nothing.
Bash him in the skull.
He saw I was doing something, and now he's doing something. It's teamwork.
Okay.
Now what?
I don't know. See that it doesn't fit right there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine go to yours?
I have all the pieces.
Truman's stupid.
You give up yet, Jay? Been here 12 minutes.
Already doubting yourself.
It's like it's been 6 weeks.
Clue.
Not really.
No, we'll pass. We never need.
We don't want any clues.
We're men.
Until there's like 10 minutes left, and we'll burn all our clues.
Gosh, should we use one more clues?
Oh, it probably wouldn't be a horrible idea.
At 4:44, we're asking for a clue.
We'll take a clue now, Game Master.
Oh yeah, it's good.
God.
Of course there's another room. Of course there's another room.
Well, yeah.
All right. I'm not
this
anymore.
Much more comfortable. This must be the exit, but I'm not sure I'll talk
about it. You have a lot of things to look at here.
Yeah, you got it.
It also says please do not remove, so just
probably
FYI. Yeah.
Or it's a clue, and they don't want us to remove it. But we really are supposed to.
Yeah, found it down here.
It was in that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at you! It's
hey,
a secret fork.
Tell her, help us. Alphabet chart. I'm not blind, I don't need this.
Okay.
Real alphabet.
Jade.
I think Jade's taking a nap in the next room.
Do you look under the bed?
For a high five.
Whoa, algebra. Okay, just went algebra on us.
Ooh.
Okay, you keep
plus it's blah 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 blah. Angles X.
I don't know.
Good job, Jay.
I just moved it.
I told you there could have been something back there. That was bent when I found it.
Okay.
Really?
I kid you not, sir. Alright.
Did it work?
Second clue. We agree?
No, I'm with you.
Game Master, can we have a second clue?
Second clue, please. You okay? You sound sick. You getting you okay?
I've been sick for 2 days. This isn't new.
Is this cabin doing
this
something?
This is cabin fever. This is happening right now.
That's not a clue.
That's not a clue.
We knew it had to be that. It's not a clue at all.
You're starting to sweat now, Sean. What's going on?
I can already tell you, you four would be dead.
You're right.
Is anyone brave enough?
Sean is. He's Methodist. For God's sakes.
Hey. You got it.
Ha!
Look at that.
It's a helmet.
It's a cup.
It's a yarmulke.
That looks like a part of someone's skull.
I thought that was an athletic cup.
You got another skull. Key?
Thanks.
You got 38 of them.
I put it in there.
Where did this come from?
It doesn't seem like you are, Sean.
What are you doing with those?
Put them in a fight.
Sean's sitting there just playing while we're trying to escape.
God, I hope I'm never stuck in a cabin with you for real.
This is terrible.
Is it open?
Yeah, it's open.
How long has that been open, Sean?
Guys, at the end of this, I felt like a complete idiot.
I will tell you one thing. I was very overwhelmed, probably almost from the word go.
Yeah.
Because when she put us in the room and she was going to shut the door, and this was probably a ridiculous thing for me to do, but I looked at her and I said, so what do I do? She just shut the door away. And walked away. I was like,
then the clock starts on the television, monitor.
And so my heart immediately started racing.
Yeah.
And so I'm just standing here in this cabin, almost a little bit afraid.
Looking for stuff.
Yeah.
What do I do now?
I don't even know what I'm looking for.
What do we do next?
I'm just looking.
So I'll be honest with you. I was completely the opposite. I saw the 1 hour countdown and I thought, this thing isn't this big. This is going to take us 10 minutes. We're going to be out in 10 minutes. And, I said it. I don't know if we kept that in or not, but I said, we'll be out of this thing in 10 minutes.
I thought you were being sarcastic.
No.
So you were that confident.
I really thought with the room and the three of us and we thought we were moderately intelligent.
Speak for yourself.
I am.
Yes. I looked at the room and I said, no, we're going to be out of this thing in 10 minutes. And then 20 minutes later, we're fumbling around with blocks and sticks and we're, I don't even think we made it to the next phase of the journey.
We got
to the third room.
We got to the final room. Anywhere.
And then when I saw, I'm not getting anything away with this. When I saw all the locks, I'm just going to say that, I realized there's no way we're getting in here in 6 minutes. Yeah. We had 6 minutes left in the final room. I thought,
I was the same way. When we were able to see that area from where we were about midways through it, we could see the area, and I'm like, let's just get through this door, and the last part's going to be a breeze.
Yeah.
And we get through the door, and the lights come on, and then, we're not getting out alive.
Right.
And then there's a chainsaw.
The chainsaw.
Absolutely. And here's the thing about that I'd like to say about it. I was what I would say moderately interested in going to this place before. Wasn't just like, I gotta go, or like, I don't know, I don't care. Moderate amount of interest. Now that I've been, being a person who has extreme difficulty accepting failure, I will continue to go back.
Let's do this.
It will
I want to get a team together.
Yes.
I want
of
a
the
team
smartest people I know.
Yes.
And we will dominate
three
this
of us.
Thing. It's a good start. Now we just need seven more people as good looking and intelligent as the three of us. And we should be able to vanquish this thing.
I agree.
I want to go to all of them.
Yeah.
And she told me in the beginning, she said that, it's not so much about winning, which is true. I and Vince
That's
Lombardi
a chick
disagree.
Line. Okay, I'm just going
to
go.
Vince Lombardi says winning isn't everything. It's the only thing.
Yes.
I tend to subscribe to that. But it was a great experience.
It was a great experience.
And I would
However,
continue to go back.
It is about winning.
Yeah, I do agree. I will win next time. Kelly, calling you out, no matter what you do to any room, I will never lose to your rooms again.
The fun thing about the cabin was that there was some sketchy stuff that you had to, interact with. A mattress, a blanket. I mean, there's things in there, some boots, and,
it was very cabiny.
It was very cabiny,
right? And the thing about that is you listed off these things, the mattress and the boots and the stuff like that. Everything could be a clue, but half the stuff you listed off are not clues. It's all a perfect set.
I totally overthought it. Yeah, right. We're going to get blasted for that.
We know.
That was a
peanut gallery.
Yes, yes. All three of us.
We know things. We're
totally
smart.
Overthought a few things. Overthoughted. A couple of things, but at the same time, is you didn't know where the clues were, so you had to go.
Yeah,
good times.
Was great, and I spent half my time looking under a table, and there was nothing there.
You were hiding.
Which table?
Which table?
Yeah. It was fantastic.
And then there's these block things, and to keep it vague, so we don't give anything away.
That was the most frustrating part.
90% of the no, not that much. 60% of the time. It's Sean putting these blocks together or doing something with these blocks.
Yeah, because you think, never mind. I'm just not going to go there. You think you got to go this way with it and you go the other way. So we'll just leave it at that.
He zigged when he should have zagged.
Yeah, there
exactly.
Were plenty of plot twists.
And then there was that door that was never locked to begin with.
It was.
Thanks, Sean.
I'm a big guy. Lean on things, they give, okay? Oh, you just saw a little bit of the give, but that magnetic lock at the top was holding. Let me tell you that.
Oh, my. It was something.
We're going back to do the cabin.
We're going back before this airs. We're going back tonight.
Yeah, y'all are going back tonight.
We're going to do the experiment, which is like a lobotomy thing. And I hear at the end of this one that if you don't finish this in an hour, you actually get lobotomized.
Well, that should help the show.
No, I'm kidding.
I have no comment.
Sorry, Frank, we've already paid.
It's all good.
Hey, but seriously, thanks again to Kelly and the folks at Southern Escape. We had a great time. And I would encourage anybody who has a group, whether it's a church group, a work group, just a social gathering, you know, friends, neighbors, whatever, go in and have a good time with this. It's a
Absolutely.
Lot of fun.
Absolutely, and there's a good possibility you will become addicted to it. Because
yeah.
I really think that I'll be back every time, and as the rooms continue to change, I will go back for those. And,
yeah.
And the whole staff was excellent. The other people that I got to speak with that worked there, very, very kind people, and just great personalities. So I give it an A+ all around.
So yeah, I agree. So last thing to say about this, let's go around the table. My favorite experience was not the competition. My favorite experience was the experience itself. When she said what she said about, you know, it's not about winning, I'm thinking, yeah, we're gonna knock the time off of this. Which, by the way, there's a board up there and there's times with everybody. And
That's right.
In the beginning, we all said, oh, we're going on that board. At the end, we never even looked at the board. We just walked right out.
The number one for the cabin was 30-something minutes.
I think it was 29.
29.
Cheaters.
But they had been through there multiple times.
Yes.
That's
yes.
what the little asterisk was by their name.
Oh,
so they had to go in there multiple times to do that.
I was thankful favorite. There was not a last place board.
Yeah.
I would have been concerned.
Hey, we'd have been first place on that board.
Yeah, I would have been concerned with making that board.
Had they let you finish, and then how long did it take you to finish? Yeah,
8 hours. Right. Yeah. The Undecided Podcast.
Favorite experience in the room?
Mine?
Yeah, yeah.
I like winning, so I want to go back. I don't know.
I like your sweet algebra skills.
Yeah.
You did have some good algebra. I was impressed. He turned into Pythagorean's theorem at some point. And
it doesn't hurt to have someone who's observant on the team. It doesn't hurt to have someone who's a little more analytical. Just some different personalities on the team. They don't all need to be rocket scientists. You need to have some folks who just... looking for the simple things in life,
back,
too.
Common sense.
Yeah, yeah.
If I could give any advice for anyone, because when we went in there, I don't think any of us had any experience whatsoever. My advice would be start going 100 miles an hour from the minute that you walk in the room.
Yeah.
Don't sit and pace yourself, because pacing yourself will not get you very far.
Yeah, yeah, you just, yeah. Very cool. Well, one last time, a big thanks to Kelly for letting us come in there and explore that. That was a really, really cool thing.
Southern Escape in Monroe on Louisville Avenue.
If you want to go, you need to go online and book your spots.
Yes.
And it's not a Halloween thing. No. We said that in the interview.
It's not scary. There's no mask. There's nobody jumping out at you. There's nobody touching you. Well, I mean, it depends on who's in your group, I guess. But
sorry.
There's no one there touching you. it's a good, clean, family fun type thing.
Absolutely. Go to southernescape.com. You can book into that. You'll have a lot of fun. I mean, I can guarantee it. As a matter of fact, I guarantee it so much. If you go and you don't enjoy yourself, Sean will pay for your ticket.
Wow. That's the kind of guy I am.
That's fair.
Yeah.
He will also help you with your taxes. So just while we're throwing stuff out there.
That sends another lawsuit coming.
We'll sue Andrew.
Get audited.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're getting to the end of our show, and the last topic we have was going to be Halloween.
Yeah,
so,
it's coming up, isn't it?
Yeah. So you know what? Let's skip the. We were going to talk, unless you guys want to. We're going to talk about Christianity and Halloween. You guys really care to touch on that? Is that a little too serious for today?
Yeah. I think we've proven there's not much we won't touch on.
Yeah, I'll touch anything.
So, well, before we get into that, then here's let me ask Sean, what are you doing for Halloween?
We're having a haunted carport.
A haunted carport.
Yes, the kids wanted to do this last year at the Parsonage of all places, right? The church provided home we live in. We're going to turn the carport into a little haunted space and do a little bit of a maze and we're going to make some fabricated hallways.
How big can
hallways.
Your maze be in? Carport,
three or four turns, some black lights, some black plastic.
Yeah, if you put the work in there, you can make a nice little thing,
you know. And then, my kids are still short, so they look kind of creepy in the right light. they reach out and grab you by the knee, that'll freak you out.
Yeah,
so,
it's a little freaky.
Yeah,
are they gonna have any clowns?
We've talked about the climb. I think my son, who's the shortest of them at six, I think if we dressed him up as a clown and had him pop out, that would pretty much, that would pretty much do it.
Would you be concerned that someone may strike the child?
Well, he jumps out at the end of the walk.
Have you seen how he treats his children?
Yeah.
He'd probably take a good punch by now.
He will strike you back, yeah.
He knows how to hit back.
Yeah, yeah. Plus, you know, so yeah, the clown idea's come up. That's come up.
So how much are tickets to your carport?
No, we're not doing anything like that. This is going to be for, you know, friends and some church members and other people.
So we're not invited.
I feel like I don't fit into either category. Yeah. Wow. That is incredible.
If you would like the experience Sunday evening, please come by. Yeah.
Sunday evening.
Yeah, around darkish.
You going to try to hook us to go to church afterwards? Or?
We don't. No, we do church. No, this is the great thing about being Methodist, okay? We're so intentional, so good about being in worship that we only have to do it once a week.
Is that an official Methodist statement?
I noticed that you said the great thing as if it was the lone positive of being.
It's one of the great things.
Okay,
yes.
That makes more sense.
Not communion, not sprinkle baptism, but.
I don't always take like communion.
But when I do,
I prefer dos welches.
Dos welches. That's perfect.
Haunted Carport, yeah.
So good. I'm going to go check it out. Can I come check it out?
Yeah,
I'm
please
not
do.
In those categories.
Yeah, bring your kids. We'll do the non-scary version, too.
Wait, is there a version for an adults and kids? Or is it all just kids?
Well, I mean, no. I'm sending adults, sir. Absolutely.
Okay, cool. I'll take it. Okay. So we're going to that. That leads to the question. Andrew, Halloween and Christianity. Are we going to hell for celebrating Halloween?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Well, that was quick. All right, guys. We'll see y'all next time.
Yeah, the students at Crockett Point and myself will be praying for everybody who's participating in Halloween on Halloween night. It's going to be a good time if anyone wants to join us.
So on Monday night when all the Prairie Street Prowl is filled up, y'all are going to be in there praying for us. Because
we'll be picketing. You'll see us. You will see us.
The Westboro Baptist of Winsboro over here.
No. I disagree with the whole if you participate in Halloween then you're worshiping the devil kind of mantra that's been placed on Halloween. The whole origin of Halloween is I will pretend that I've known for a really long time. Really, I just Googled it.
It must be true.
That's what
Abe Lincoln said.
Yeah, right. The origins of it were the people were putting on these costumes to scare away demons and ghosts and stuff like that. So they weren't actually trying to invite them. They're trying to push them away.
Right.
So for us to say that, oh man, if you participate in Halloween, man, you're worshiping Satan. It's like I trick or treated my whole life. And not one time that I recall did I ever try to worship the Dark Lord.
There was a 3-week period that he cannot recall.
Yeah.
That I recall? Yeah. It's the Blair Witch Trials.
I can't be held responsible for every week of my life.
So question, onto that. Let's pretend that Halloween was this big pagan ritual, really, you know, really bad thing, and it's got some pretty serious roots.
Like the Super Bowl?
Just like the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Cubs are going this year.
Like SEC football? Oh, I'm sorry. We just lost half our viewers.
Right.
Okay. Pagan ritual,
yeah,
bad
so,
thing.
So if it was a bad thing, and we're celebrating Halloween as a does that make us bad people, or is it not good?
To me, it's all about the information. I think a lot of people try to do really good things, and they're misinformed on what they're doing. So I think it's about what information do you have versus the action that you're choosing to take based on that information. My volume just did a wacky
thing.
He dropped out.
It threw
me off.
That was Jesus.
The producer did not agree with what I said. He tried to cut me off.
I'm pretty sure that was Jesus.
Yeah. It may have been.
So, and I may think a little bit differently. Even if they had some bad intentions in the beginning, I'm going to celebrate Halloween because I celebrate Mardi Gras. And I celebrate these other things, but I celebrate it as a family event. I don't celebrate the spirit behind it.
Well, and here's the great thing about Christianity is we are not a colonial type religion where we take from the mother church or the main church and we
which is your church, right?
You know, we have to exactly replicate every bit of the culture within that. Christianity adapts to the culture and what's going on around there. That's why we have different music and different songs. We can worship in different languages. When you look at Judaism and Islam, they're very much tied to the same languages, right? Islam is tied to Arabic, mm-hmm. and Judaism tied to Hebrew. Not exclusively on the Judaism side, but still, they're very much tied to a very cultural practices and language. And Christianity's not. It's much more mission focused. That's what I'm trying to say.
Missiology?
Yes.
Is that a word?
It is. It actually is a word.
I dig it.
Yeah. It's much more missiological.
I'm gonna Google this.
Look at that.
Missiological?
Yeah, I just really made one up there. It takes much more of a missional approach. That's what I'm trying to say.
Gotcha.
Well, you found the word yet?
Missiology. The area of practical theology that investigates the mandate, message, or mission of the Christian church.
Look at you, Dr. Google.
I am more confused now than when I was in the first.
Yeah. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is that Christianity is very adaptive,
mm-hmm.
and you don't sacrifice the validity of who Jesus is by putting on a Captain America costume.
I dig it. I completely agree. I completely agree.
And this mic wasn't on a stand, I'd drop it.
Mic drop.
I think it can be removed.
Guys, we are severely out of time. Is that a thing?
I don't believe that.
We are. Yeah, I think we're going just a little bit over. So we've got a lot to talk about. Of course, we could always continue to talk. Hey, I'd like to encourage you to follow our podcast or like our Facebook page. And Undecided is the name we're going with.
Yeah.
So follow us on Facebook and get notified when new podcasts are available. And here this time next week, we'll have an official podcast link you can follow through iTunes. Hey, guys, it's been a lot of fun. We'll see you next week. Until next time, we're still undecided.
Yep.